So in the video, you can see he was right next to the shore. And so you got a rope to pull up his body to prevent him from getting bent over?
At that point, he was a bit up and out of the water. He had a good air pocket. He was fighting and struggling with all of his strength. And getting him that rope, I was hoping would stabilize him, maybe give him, you know, an anchor that he could pull off and maybe rescue himself. The best rescue is a self-rescue. You can see in the video, he's doing everything that he can with 1,000 pounds of water breaking over his back. And at that point, it kind of became obvious that he wasn't getting out on his own. So we started coming up with a backup rescue plan of people moving upstream to hold a rope to lower me slowly down into the water so I could hopefully reach him and then help hold him up or help pull him off of the obstruction. I kept checking on him. I kept looking downstream to see if his situation was improving. And about the time that we were getting close to be able to lower me into the water with a rope attached to my back, he let go of the rope and doubled over. And I sort of realized that, you know, the situation had turned drastic and that something had to be done immediately.
When you jumped into the water, were you able to see where you were going and direct yourself towards him?
Oh, no, there was nothing but chaos. No, there's not even a second between the time that I get into the water and the time that I wrap my arms around Daniel. And it worked out really well that I washed straight into him. And here's the miracle. When I got to him and I wrapped my arms around him, the force of my impact, I believe, helped wash that log out of its spot where it was stuck. And if that hadn't happened, I have no idea what the outcome of my actions would have been.
And you had a rope thrown to you after you had run into Daniel and you kind of washed out into some calmer water. What kind of condition was he in when you guys got him out?
He floated to the surface and I rolled him over and I looked into his eyes and he'd already left us. We pulled him up onto the beach. I believe it was a cardiologist showed up and began doing chest compressions. He actually had a sat phone. And after two rounds of chest compressions and some rescue breaths, he started showing just the slightest signs of life. We got a tiny little pulse back.
Did he walk out on his own or was he needed to be carried out?
We actually rolled him onto a pack raft, a deflated pack raft, and that was our bodyboard. And we began the slow process of evacuating him from the side of the river and up to the road where the rescue personnel were going to be.
Were you going to reach out to him, or was that the last time you saw him?
Really happy to report that James and Daniel and his wife are coming down to Homer on Saturday. They're going to come out to our family farm out East End Road, Synergy Gardens, and we're going to have a little farm-to-table dinner and kick back and crack open some beers and finally get to meet each other and really just, you know, hopefully talk about anything but that day.
All right. Well, thank you for taking the time.
Hey, thank you very much for your interest. Cheers.